This is Ruben.
Hey, Ruben, this is Pat Byrne calling from Laura Tunnel Sign Group.
Hey, how are you doing, Pat?
Good, how are you? I'm here with Sue Ann Ledoux, who is our finance manager.
Okay.
We're coming back, we're circling back on the truck.
Okay.
You and I talked about the other piece of equipment that we bought, and we sent you information on that. We talked about a reimbursement of a purchase that we've already made.
Correct.
We're now back with the truck because the other finance company I was working with were both offering a lease provision with either a dollar buyout at the end or a 10% residual buyout at the end.
Okay.
Both of them, though, were strictly lease-based, and our accountant and our owner would like us to be able to purchase this truck so that we can take advantage of the tax provision that will allow us to accelerate the depreciation on the truck.
Can I weigh in real quick?
That's why we're on the phone with you. Yes, I want you to weigh in because you're very helpful.
As much as I want to earn your business on that truck, I don't want to take bread out of someone else's mouth and also harm a customer. Are the people that are offering you leases, can you ask them if they can just do a finance agreement for you? Or will they not do that for you?
I did, and they said they don't believe they have that available.
Okay. Well, and I'm not an accountant by trade, but generally, a dollar buyout lease, I think, still should be treated the same way as a finance agreement. That's my understanding, because it shouldn't be treated as a lease because it's a capital lease. It's not an operating lease. But if you'd like something, I think sometimes accountants are kind of particular. They want, when they do their books, probably what your accountant sounds like they want is a finance agreement. They don't want any the word lease on it, correct?
When I talked to the finance company, they said, in order to take advantage of the tax rules, you have to have an operating lease, and because that we're able to offer...
I'm sorry, your line's cutting in and out. Say that once more, please.
Up to the finance company, they said that because of the payment structure they were offering, it would be considered a capital lease and...
Correct.
...not an operating lease. We need an operating lease in order to take advantage of the tax provisions, and our accountant is saying he wants us to buy it and not lease it.
Okay, so I think I can understand. And I, like I said, I'm not a CPA, I'm not giving tax advice. There's three types of things here. There's an operating lease, there's a capital lease, and there's a finance agreement.
Yep.
Generally, a finance agreement should be treated, from my understanding, the same for tax purposes as a finance agreement. Dollar buyout lease or finance agreement, two halves, one dozen. An operating lease is more of a rental, whereas a capital lease, a dollar buyout, should be treated the same tax-wise in terms of depreciation and writing off finance charges, should be the same as a purchase. So I think whether you get a dollar buyout lease or a finance agreement, it should be treated the same.
So the reason we're back on the line with you is that you offered us a reimbursement of the purchase you just made on the other machine. So we're in a position where we could pay for the truck today. We don't have those funds able to pay.
Just to jump in, I'm assuming what you guys want is to make your accountant happy. You don't want something with the word lease on it. You want a finance agreement for the truck, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. You know, what I can do is this. They've got a very, very low cost of funds. So what I can do is, I have an approval for you. And what was the monthly payment on your, what was the main monthly payment, not including taxes, that you've been offered?
$2,900.
And what the finance amount was $106,200, correct?
Yes.
And that is $2,900 flat, or is there any change there?
$2,908.00.
And how many months?
36.
Do you want to do a 3-year term, or are you trying to do this over a longer period?
We're looking at each other. Wait a minute.
Hold on, that can't make sense. Hold on, it couldn't be $2,900 over 36 months. That's impossible. Unless
that's with a 10% residual.
Oh no! Give me the dollar buyout. Sorry.
Well, I wasn't offered a dollar buyout with the Celtic Financial that we went with because the Leaf that you and I discussed, the comparable 10% residual was $150-$160 more than what Celtic offered for the 3 year with 10% residual. So I don't have a dollar buyout for Celtic Financial that we were attempting to go with because they had the best payment. They had, I mean, you said the Leaf payment terms were very favorable and
they're highly, they're very good.
Celtic had something that was $150 a month better.
Was that a dollar buy a lease or was that a purchase option?
That was a 10% residual purchase
option. Okay. But it sounds like, just so I can understand, you guys don't want to do a purchase option. You just want to own the equipment. That's what's interesting to you, correct?
Yes.
And I think, by the way, just for documentation purposes, it is easier for vendors to not do a lease simply because when you do a lease, you have to build a leasing company, get a tax resale certificate. Titling can be a mess sometimes, whereas especially for titled vehicles, especially you're talking about DMV stuff, most companies prefer, hey, if you can do it as a finance agreement, the build to and ship to is you as a customer, so you don't have to go through all these hoops. It's much cleaner. But so you were offered, what were you offered for 5 years? So I can give you an apples to apples comparison.
5 years with the dollar buyout?
Yeah.
$2,090.02.
Okay. Let's see.
5 years, dollar buyout.
And two payments due at signing, correct? $20.90 and change, you said, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 cents.
Okay. And that's for 106.2 or the 105?
106.200.
Okay. Give me 1 second. I mean, just to give you an idea of where I think we would be, because I don't like to do funny dealer math where you're going to put more money down or do 34 months or just kind of move, you know, this is not three card Monty. I want to give people an apples to apples comparison. You got some companies that I think are getting highly aggressive to earn your business because the collateral is so strong. I do have a program I think you'd qualify for. I don't want to underquote you. I think with two payments down, finance agreement, our cost of funds is just going to be for this truck slightly more expensive. I don't feel like shotgunning the credit all over town to save you $10. So I think the program that I could approve you for would probably be around 21. I tell you, it'd be around 2175 to about 2200 a month with two payments due at signing for a 60-month term, for a 34-month term. I can do anything up to 5 years. For a 34-month term, I think you're looking at payments probably in the range of about $3,450 to $3,500 a month. Probably $3,475 is a good estimate. And that'd be a straight finance agreement. If you wanted to finance taxes, we could do that as well. If you know if the taxes are 6% and the vendor and we can figure that out, then the payment goes up by 6%, or we can make taxes your responsibility. Either way is typically fine. But to give you an apples-to-apples comparison, we will be slightly more expensive on the same type of term.
Uh-huh.
But it would be a finance agreement. It would not be a lease. If those numbers work, I don't want to kind of dissuade you. We are slammed in underwriting due to the end of the month, but I could give you an answer by flipping tomorrow morning on an exact approval if it interests you.
Yeah, we'll call our CPA and just verify that. I think that's what we need to do.
Okay, yeah, I mean, if you want to do a finance agreement, like I said, it is. I think what it sounds like to you is the whole idea whether, you know, anyone can tell you anything over the phone. You know, they can send you anything in email. But at the end of the day, your accountant wants us to say finance agreement, I think. That's the idea I got from you. And we can understand that. I just don't want to kind of get into the price war. It's not a good path for me to go down because it wastes your time. So, yeah, let me know. And then if it works, I can get your file approved. And I think those are pretty realistic terms of what I'd be at.
Yep. No. We're not trying to stop this. We just need the arrangement. You know, I've priced
it. Yeah, absolutely. And the reality is this is pricing that I know that I can this is pricing that I'm quite confident we can approve. It's competitive. And it's real, you know. But yeah, we would not do like a 10% on this one. It would be just a straight finance agreement. It's called an EFA. So your documents wouldn't say lease; they would say equipment finance agreement.
Yep. What do we need to verify this with our CPA? We just get back.
I would just want to know from you if you're okay with that payment structure, and I can work on the approval and get it done for you by tomorrow morning. I'm pretty confident I have a program that would get you approved at those terms.
Do you want 60, 25, 34, 60? Go with the
60. I'm sorry?
We should go with the 60 months.
Okay, so what I'll do is this. I'll get this submitted, and I'll circle back with you first thing tomorrow morning. I'm 3 hours behind you, but if you don't get a call by, say, noon your time, please give me a holler.
Great.
All right, sounds like a plan.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ruben.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.